Just a few days left to enjoy the Lyon County Fair. The Fair Board appreciates everyone's support during this year's fair. From the sponsors and volunteers to 4-H leaders, extension staff, and more, thank you for another successful Lyon County Fair.
Indeed it has been, but still a lot of fair left right on through Saturday night. Get out there to that carnival, and don't forget Friday night, the truck and tractor pull. It is 826.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 43 years. Call Pete at 342-6272.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforests of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm Agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm Agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOE live and local. Good morning, 827, 74 degrees. And our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning featuring Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Linda Kara-Schmidt. Linda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for taking some time to join us in studio here this morning.
It's always a pleasure to be with you.
I know you're always busy at the Community Foundation as we hear those great stories, those great legacy stories monthly. That's quite impactful, I think. We've heard, learned about some great people here.
There's a lot of great people out there, and it's an honor to be able to work with you to bring those stories to life.
Yeah, they've turned out really well, and boy, what an educational portion of our programming that is on a monthly basis. So, yeah, we got new Flint Hills Legacies every month, courtesy of the Emporia Community Foundation. And, well, we think of the Community Foundation and legacies, and we can't have you in here without touching on Match Day, and because that's there's no downtime there, really, is there?
There's not. It's a one-time-a-year event, but we plan it all year long. And we've been very, very busy leading up to the day on November 18th. The nonprofits have been busy updating their web pages, doing the videos. So there's lots of good things going on.
Yeah, their work is underway now, promoting, Match Day and letting people know exactly what they do and what the money they raise will go for, right?
Yes, we have a Match Day webpage, and each of the agencies that are participating will have their own page on that website, and they can list their mission, who they serve, what projects they're going to be using funding for. So they've been updating those web pages. We just a few weeks ago finished our agency videos with Matt Fowler at Blue Stem Productions. He did a great job. We've historically worked with Dave Liker, but due to timing this year, we had to engage someone new, and Matt stepped up to the plate, did a wonderful job. The agencies talk for 2 to 3 minutes about the important work that they're doing in the community and how they'll use those Match Day funds, and then those will be posted on our website. And then also we wanted to announce a public viewing of those videos. So that's coming up on September 18th at 2 o'clock at the History Center.
Okay.
And that's kind of a video premiere. You can have all 35 agencies talking about the important work being done in the community all at one time. So we invite everybody to come out. It's going to be free of charge and a fun afternoon.
So that will be third floor of the History Center?
Yes.
Up there in that room?
Yes.
That's,
and I think I got
the date.
It's
a great venue up there.
I think it's September 13th. My apologies.
Okay. So you'll have all the participants will be there?
Well, they'll be there via video.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so we'll have a video premiere, and we'll have 35 videos, 2 to 3 minutes in length. So it'll be about an hour and a half event, and they can come out and just hear about the important work being done.
All right, this is something, did you start that last year? Did you do that last year?
We did do it last year. Yeah, and it was, we had a lot of people come out and support that.
Well, for those who may not know, you know, Match Day has been going on for a number of years, and it's hugely successful, and really so much money has been raised and given to, you know, these local nonprofits to do such important work here in and around the Emporia area. 35 of them again this year.
Yes, it's important because we do serve a 7-county region, which includes Chase, Coffee, Greenwood, Lyon, Morris, Osage, and Waubunsee. So the nonprofits in those regions, they're doing great work year-long, and it's not just about match day. But this one time a year gives them an opportunity to engage donors in a way that's more meaningful because of the matching dollars that are available that day. So they can make a greater impact in the community through those matching dollars.
Well, let's talk about how Match Day works, Linda, for those who might not be totally aware of the significance of this. What happens?
So it's a competitive application process, and anyone can apply. That's a nonprofit doing charitable work in one of those 7 regions. There are certain requirements. They must be headquartered in our service area, have an operating budget below $175,000, and also have a fund with the Emporia Community Foundation. So we open up the application process in March. It's a competitive process. We have a committee representing all the counties, and one of our board members. They evaluate the applications for, you know, effectiveness, making sure they meet their requirements. Then we announce those in May with you all. Chuck Samples does that live at the mall. We announce that, and then we just start working with them on information meetings, letting them know what the expectations for the day are for themselves, for their donors. Then there's other meetings that they attend, the videos we talked about, and then the KVOE interviews, which are coming up on September 6th. We start those at 11 o'clock on the Emporia Talk of Town.
Yep, yeah, Talk of Emporia will start, and we will finish when we have finished with all 35.
Yes, we will have
participants.
Yep, 5 every Friday between September and October. So at 11 o'clock, tune in. It's a great way to hear what they're doing, what they're going to do with the funds, and choose who you might want to support. We find many donors support multiple agencies.
Yeah. Well, and this is a great way to learn about these organizations. There are different ones every year. There are some that are repeats, and because once these groups get in, they don't want to leave, Linda, and for good reason.
That is really true. Match Day gives them an opportunity to tell their story in a really meaningful way, and it helps boost their own fundraising activities, improves the visibility in the community because of the partnership that we have with you all through the videos that we do, you know, with that.
Sure.
And so it's just an opportunity to really enhance the work that they do all year long.
So let's talk about the money that was delved out last year. What was the total?
Last year, it was just a little over $667,000 that was raised through the matching dollars also and through the work that they did. And that was, you know, split among the 35 agencies that participated last year. I believe we had about 1,400 donors who contributed last year.
And you start with a matching pool, though, don't you, from some very fine organizations there?
We do. We're really blessed. And I tell you, last year was a huge year. It was our 10th anniversary, so we went out with a bang on 10 years. We're hoping to be there again this year, but it was a 10-year anniversary last year, so we had people step up as a result of that. But the matching dollars last year was about $175,000.
And who was responsible for that?
We reach out to many of the generous donors in town, as well as the Patterson Foundation. So there's some wonderful funders that support every year because they believe in this.
Do you have like the Riebel Foundation, Clint Boyer?
Yes. Yeah, those are a couple that, and many others. There's just too many to probably say on the air today.
But that's how that matching pool basically gets started, and then it's the generosity of the public on Match Day itself, which is what date?
Match Day this year is going to be on November 18th. And excuse me.
You okay?
People can start to donate online at 12 o'clock a.m. that morning and go through 11:59 p.m. that evening. They can donate online, or they can drop off cash and checks at our office. And so we would be starting that at 9 o'clock that day if they're coming in person. The cool thing to think about with the Emporia Community Foundation is we can take other things as well, like livestock, soybeans, corn, wheat, required minimum distributions if someone is in that category. So there's lots of ways that people can support.
Well, Match Day is an exciting day. It's like our own little holiday, you know, around here that we look forward to every year.
There's a lot of energy around that. And any time multiple causes can come together and talk about one specific thing, it's really meaningful. So, for example, this is the day all about philanthropy and why it makes sense to give and how nonprofits rely on donations to keep their doors open.
Well, it's a wonderful day, and you need all the time you can because donations are coming in from start to finish, and for a good reason. These are wonderful people doing a lot of great work, helping out many here in and around the Emporia area. And then that's Match Day itself, but then it is Check Presentation Day, which is exciting in itself.
That's a wonderful, wonderful day.
It's great theater.
It's going to be on December 3rd, and that is done at the mall, and this is where we hand out the checks so the agencies know how much money they received and the public can also celebrate the success of the day.
Well, and as I mentioned, it's just wonderful theater because we're there. We broadcast this live, and you get to hear from all of the participants in Match Day and get their reactions to these funds that are coming in. And oftentimes, it's quite emotional for many out
it
there.
It is. And you get to see Chuck Samples in a tux.
Yeah,
so please come out. You don't want to miss that.
So it's a lot of fun, and you'll be hearing from Match Day participants. And again, You'll kick things off at the Lyon County History Center, third floor, the 13th of September?
Yes, Friday the 13th.
So
you won't want to miss that at 2 o'clock.
No, anything else Match Day-wise we need to cover here?
No, we just want to thank all the donors and the supporters who come out every year and support this, not just one time a year, but all year long. The Emporia community is very, very generous, and we also thank the nonprofits for doing the incredible work, and our fabulous partner, KVOE. We couldn't do it without you.
Yeah, we're just so excited to be involved with this wonderful, wonderful event, and we're huge supporters of all that the Emporia Community Foundation does, because it's not only Match Day. You've got all kinds of things going on there, don't you?
We do. The legacy stories, yeah. Like you mentioned, that's a big thing. You know, people can designate a portion of their estate to a cause that they care about, and they can have the fund with the Emporia Community Foundation. Doesn't require any money up front. Doesn't have to be a large gift. It's just an opportunity. If you're passionate about something and want to leave your own legacy, you can set up a fund at the Emporia Community Foundation to ensure a cause dear to you has sustainable income for years to come.
Well, and the foundation has grown immensely here over the past 10 years, hasn't it?
It has, and it's been only because of the support of all the donors and the fund holders. But yeah, we manage right now 400 funds, close to 400 funds, and about $44 million in assets.
All right. Well, Linda, it's always good to see you. So are you, getting more comfortable in your role here? You haven't been there that long.
I haven't. It's gone fast. I still have lots to learn and many people to meet, but I welcome the community to stop by. Our doors are always open, and I'd love to connect with people. But, yeah, it's exciting to be home, and I still have lots to learn, but we're making progress.
So far, so good then, huh?
Yes.
Well, it's always good to talk to you.
Thank you, Ron. We appreciate this time.
Yeah, Linda Kara Schmidt, Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director. A little Match Day update for us here this morning on our Newsmaker 2 segment, brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler at 920 Commercial. Pete Euler providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 43 years. Call Pete to 342-6272. Good morning. It is 8:38.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The judge in former President Donald Trump's hush money case has for a third time rejected the Trump team's request that he step aside. Trump's lawyer